Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Ninjagar. I hope you're having a good morning, afternoon, and whatever you're going through in life today.
Hello there.
Hey, I'm proud of you. You did it, finally.
It was petite.
Hero, I have some good news, and I guess Tweety as well. You want to play a game?
Yeah.
Do you want to play a game, little boy?
I kind of have to.
Okay. Well,
I was forced to be here by my own will.
Yeah, but I've been wanting to play this game with you guys for a long time because I've always seen it on the internet. On TikTok specifically, or pacifically.
We're so original.
It's like, what websites?
Well, no. I don't know if you heard of the game, Will You Press the Button? It's very popular, actually. On TikTok, it's like the Red or Blue Pill 2. It's like kind of similar.
Yeah.
There's a whole movie?
Yeah, there is a whole movie, Will You Press the Button. But that movie is kind of weird because, I mean, it's very like, what's the word? Consider it? No, I was kidding. Because it's like you push button and become rich, but then someone dies. But obviously, it's someone you know, but you don't know at the moment. But... yeah, anyway, so I wanted to play that game with you guys, and I've tried this earlier with my coworkers, and it was pretty good. I liked it. There are some weird ones, I will admit, but I mean, there's something a little editing magic can do, like, real quick, right? So, are you ready to begin? All right, are you ready? This is for all of us, too. So, when you press the button, all right, you cure autism, but you become autistic, and you can't cure yourself.
That's fine. I'll do it.
You do it for the world?
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't? Hero, a small sacrifice for the whole world to be cured?
I just don't think, like, people with autism, they're like, they don't all have it bad, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
some of them develop really special talents because of their autism. And that makes them special.
You don't want to have it, do you? Well, what if you have it and you become special?
Then you'll be the only one.
So you wouldn't push the button?
Nah.
Okay. I think I would because I'm a good American citizen. I would save the world.
What you said is good too, but there's a lot of people that suffer with it too.
Maybe, yeah.
A lot of suffering.
I guess maybe if I knew the numbers, you know, like how many of them have like really
severe
suffering, like a lot, then maybe I would probably be more likely to push the button.
So of the higher percentage rate of autism people happen to be more on the concerning side of it, would you push the button?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, well I like that answer. but right off the bat, no?
Nah.
Okay. Well, believe it or not, let's see, I'm going to push the button. 49% said yes and 51% said no.
That's pretty average.
41% said yes?
49.
No, 49 said yes, 51 said no. Next one, let's see. You will achieve celebrity status, but none of the celebrities will like you.
That's fine.
Jinx.
Okay, but like, what if we all pushed it and then we're all celebrities? Do we not all like each other?
Yeah, once we get too famous,
so everything's normal.
Oh, bitch, wow.
Back to normal. Us. Well, Tweety hates me, so.
Stronger.
Okay. Well, next one. We're going to have to pretend that we're all single here. But I want to see your, or like hear, especially from you, because you're whatever. You're a follower. No. It says, you will find your soulmate, but, if you push the button, obviously, right? But she or he will already be happily married with kids.
I think you have to be selfish in that situation.
And push the button?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know who it is, or you're going to get in a relationship with him?
No, it's like you will find your soulmate. So you will know who it is. You found them.
Oh, but you won't get in a relationship with it?
Her?
Well, I mean, sorry. So you pushing the button will tell you / show you, or like you'll know who it is. So once you know who it is, if they're married and have kids, it's up to you to be like, you know,
to
what?
Pursue
you,
it.
Yeah, either, nah, I guess I'm not going to be that guy, or you will be that guy because you know damn well that's your soulmate.
I think it's worth the risk.
You would do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Tweety?
I would do it just for funsies. It wouldn't hurt to know.
Yeah, because you know.
But how would you?
And then what if she's in a bad relationship?
Well, she's happily married.
Oh, true, you know what I mean?
It's literally said happily married.
I can go ruin it.
But
if we're meant to be, she's eventually going to be happy.
So, like, right now, like, let's say your girlfriend right now. Like, let's just say, like, she's your soulmate. And then, like, she's married and has kids. What would you do?
I'll press button.
Yeah, but, like, what would you do, like, after you find out it was her? How would you say it? And, like,
I don't know. Like, I wouldn't be like, hey, I think we're soulmates. But I'm just
obviously hero.
I don't know. Some people are bold like that.
Hey, BT Dubs. But you're my baby.
BT Dubs.
Here. I'm not done.
Look like you need a stepdaddy.
Okay, but not like for real.
Nah, I think I think I would just try to casually meet her, and if we're soulmates, if we're meant to be, we're gonna fall in love.
Okay, I like that. Yeah, and that's a good answer.
Her happy marriage is gonna go from an unhappy marriage
because she read what she's missing. Divorce.
Yeah, she'd be like, "This guy is actually freaking badass, better than my husband."
This guy's so thick.
God damn, dick.
You got that
good. I could read minds. Remember?
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. All the buttons stack up. That'd be cool.
Well, 77 said no. They will not press the button.
They don't want to ruin it, or I don't think they're willing to risk a happy marriage. I just think you have to be selfish in that situation.
I wouldn't go for it.
Like that saying, "All is fair in love and war."
I just want to know who it is.
But then, like, but the thing about your answer though was like, would you even like date? Or find someone knowing that they're not going to be your soulmate?
Doesn't mean you won't be happy.
The way I see it is, if you're not going to go and try to break up that happy marriage, then it's not worth pushing the button.
Okay.
You have to push the button. If you're going to be selfish, go selfish all the way.
Yeah.
I just push the button, go ruin the thing, and get the girl for yourself.
And if not, then don't even worry about it.
Don't even find out who your soulmate is.
Yeah, because then
you're going to become content with enough with who you end up with to marry them at least. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I like that. Dang.
What if the button is false?
Bitch.
What if the button is a hypothetical one? I'm just kidding.
All right.
What if the button is a representation of the socioeconomic state of the world?
The next one.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, Mike.
Press the button. So, in this universe, the you in this universe becomes rich and lives a long, happy life. But the you in every other parallel universe has a terrible life filled with sadness. Let's say there's 10 universes, and then, like, let's say universe one is your current one right now, your reality. So you're going to be rich, successful, famous, happy, whatever. But if you do push the button for that, all 9 of yous will be sad and forever, like, suffering.
Yeah, impressive.
Hero, the bossas.
You wouldn't?
So everybody else gets to live the life I live.
They're me. So what?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, but like,
they would understand.
They're all yous.
If they're like me, they would understand. They would all press the button.
Pans out to the difference. Fuck you, hero. Imagine it.
Fuck you,
fuck
hero.
Hero from Earth 4.
Mm. All right. No, I wouldn't push it because why would I make my other one? If I have to choose to make
someone
my
else
other
push
one,
the button, you're living this life. How do you know that?
Damn.
My dad. Fucking Oscar 8.
Fucking Oscar from Universe
Oscar 8 has his dad.
I know, right?
He has a dad who's rich.
They're playing catch and everything.
Oh, shit.
Every all of us fucking have no dads to play catch with. Damn. That makes sense. That honestly does make sense. All right. I think you should push this one.
Okay.
Maybe. Because you basically don't even eat sweets. So every time you breathe on someone, you cure them of whatever disease they have.
Okay.
But you have to give up. Oh, no. You can't taste anything sweet.
Yeah, that seems...
Right? That's not that bad.
Because I do like sweet stuff. Don't get me wrong. But yeah. I don't have a sweet tooth.
But no more chamoy.
Yeah, chamoy is sweet like that. The other kind of sweet.
So would you give up chamoy to save people?
Yeah, I think it's worth it.
What do you mean other kind of sweet?
It's like...
Because there's savory sweet, and then there's sweet like sweet, and then there's fruit sweet. Sugar.
Yeah, but it doesn't all taste the same.
Well, it's because of the ingredients, hero.
It's just
chili sugar. Powder. Sugar.
Yeah, but like sugar on a gummy candy is sour.
No, but it's because
that's not
it's,
sugar.
No, it's paired with sourness. That's it's not just, like yeah, the different, like the different, like all sugars is sweet. It's all one sugar. It's just what you add with the sugar is what makes the different tastes. You know that, right?
You think they make the sugar sour tasting?
No.
Sour gummies?
No.
I know that. Whatever.
No, explain this.
Yeah. Explain to us what you mean.
The spicy sugar?
Yeah, the spicy sugar in chamoy. I'm just kidding.
No, but like, what do you mean? Like, explain yourself.
What? Explain what exactly?
Validate yourself.
The socioeconomics.
Stop it.
Well, I don't know what you're saying. Like, what do you mean? Why are you saying?
Like, what makes a gummy worm sour? The sugar?
No.
No.
Then how come the non-sugared gummy worms aren't that sour? They're just sweet.
Because they don't have that sour additive.
Yeah.
What's the sour additive?
I don't know the name of it.
No, my mess.
It's a separate thing.
Yeah, like that's so why. It's
not the sugar.
No.
What's the point of the sugar then?
To make it sweet.
But the non-sugar ones are sweet too.
Well, there's other sugar. Exactly. What I learned, and this is for a great example, like Coke, for example, even though it says zero sugar, there are still other sweeteners in it to give it that sweet taste, even though it's not as sweet as regular Coke.
Zero calories.
Yeah, exactly. So they're still finding other additives to make it, give it some sweetness, but it's not the sugar. It's something else. So whenever you have a candy, I already hear the comments like, Oscar, you're fucking dumb, bitch. It's not what it is.
Well, they're going to call me dumb because I don't
know. Well, no. Okay. Well, first of all, we're not nutritionists, obviously. But from what I know,
I don't want, you got two gorillas next
like
to you.
One of us is a...
Okay, but the point is, like, I don't know the exact term, so don't come after me, people. But I just know that if you look at the ingredients, it's not always going to be, like, sugar. It's always something else that gives it that sweetness, taste, flavor. Okay. So, yeah. Like, that's why, yes, Linda is sweet, but it's zero calories.
But it's good.
It is good. Well,
it's fucking nasty.
People debate how it's bad for you, but I don't know.
What's that other one? Stevia.
Okay, wait. Did you say you're going to press the button?
Wait, I don't even know what the bottle is.
You cure people with every breath you take on them.
Yeah, I'll breathe on them.
And I can't taste sweetness.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Or sour candy, according to Hero.
So I can't eat sour candy?
Yes. You just won't taste the sweet part.
Yeah, exactly. You can still eat a Snickers, but you're not going to notice how sweet it is.
You'll taste the
You can still eat it.
Oh, yeah. That's not even that bad.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. But you want a whole tangent of, like, why would she meet your mother? No. All right.
About the different elements of sugar.
All right, go, whatever.
You can clear a stuffy nose anytime you want. That sounds pretty good. That's but tempting. You get a stomach ache every time you do. It depends on how severe the stomach ache is.
I've had one bad stomach ache that I can never forget.
It was the one whenever you're giving birth?
Yeah.
Mm. I can't deal with like body aches and sickness and stuff like that. So it'd be really, but like I can clear my stuffy nose, but stuffy nose.
I hate stuffy nose, but I don't know if it's worth a stomach ache.
I think it is though, because you can still breathe perfectly fine and you won't have that congestion and that headache.
I don't think I've ever known.
But you'll have like
to breathe out of both nostrils.
I feel like women would most likely to press that because they already get cramps.
Assuming that women have cramps? No, I was kidding. Did you assume their gender?
Did you assume the Gorlog Destroyer has a cramp?
No, yeah, I think other things. I'd rather be in stomach pain than deal with congestion. I'd be like, but I'll be in pain here, not here.
There's no pain there. You're just congested.
I know what I meant. But yeah, I would push the button hands down. 100%, 100p.
Nah, not me.
You become the greatest actor to ever live, past, present, and future. Okay.
Okay.
But nobody will trust you because they can't tell if you're acting.
Oh, that's hard. That is very hard.
Mm. Interesting.
I am the murderer.
I would press it. I would push the button.
Not people trust you, though?
That's already how it is now.
They already don't trust you, Hero.
I don't. I
people
like
trust me.
Hero, don't eat that brownie that's on the table.
I know, he eats it. No, yeah, I would. To be like the best known actor, if you don't believe me, then that's your fault. If you can't trust me, that's your problem. I'm living a life.
True.
I'm not an actor.
That doesn't mean you're a liar, too, though.
Yeah, you're just really good at convincing people. What does that mean? I can convince you to sleep with me in bed?
Probably.
Damn.
If you're the best actor,
you can probably act his way to Hero's bedroom.
Oh, shit. No. No, then I'm definitely doing it.
No. Yeah, I think I'm with Chris.
I'm talking it.
Afterward, you're like, and scene.
Oh, yeah, right? Have to wear in bed and scene.
All right, thanks, Hero.
Yeah, I would push it.
I think so, too, because it doesn't make you a liar.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Doesn't make you a truther either.
You? Would you push it?
Yeah, sounds fun.
Bang. You are now able to teleport once a week. A lot of teleportation.
Cool power.
Oh, this is perfect for Hero. But you must do it while taking a dump and only to a location you visited before.
I teleport to another toilet?
You could. You can only teleport while taking a dump. So like currently you have to take a shit. So when you teleport, you're taking a shit.
Easy, yeah.
Just memorize the bathrooms you've been to before. Yeah. And that's it. Teleport?
Easy. Like I would only use it to work.
Yeah, like so memorize the stall that you're in. But have to be careful though because of timing. What if you like teleport on someone's pee-pee because they're taking a shit in the toilet?
Right when it's coming out.
Right? But other than that, I think that's the only risk you have to take is just trying to figure out, unless you're like, hey, Oscar, make sure your stall's cleared. But like, I got you. Well, work wise, because I don't know where else you're going to be going. Yeah. I'd be like, clear, and then
but
be like,
see, that would, I would have to depend on you being there before me.
But yeah, I just make sure the toilet's cleared, and that's it.
Yeah.
It would just be here.
And it's once a week. That's kind of sucks, though.
Yeah. Especially the number of times you poop. Waste opportunity.
A lot of wasted opportunity.
Yeah, but like, let's say, for example, like if you want to go home for lunch one day, or your lunch is teleport home.
But then he has to.
He can't come back. He can't come back.
Yeah, I was going to say that's not bad.
Until next week.
I know, right?
Oh, I couldn't even teleport to work. How will I get home?
I can take you home.
They had the mess of carpool. And he wouldn't be running red lights.
All right.
I accidentally teleported during lunch. Can you come pick me up, please?
I'm like, yeah, I'm on my way.
Do it on a Saturday.
we'll do two more, and then we'll see how that goes. All right. So you get $1 trillion, but you need to fake your death.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, that's not bad.
But only you would know that you faked your death. And then you're imagine.
Oh my god,
I would do it.
Yes,
you'd be like JK. You'd be like JK, I'm alive. I would push it.
JK, bitches.
I think
so. I'm alive.
Hello.
Yeah, it doesn't say you have to stay dead.
You just come out in the next episode of Needs Garlic,
but with like Gucci on. With
my Gucci. I would change my appearance, and then
yeah, it's gonna take a long time.
Okay, hear me out. Next one.
It's a lot of work.
I'm going to add like a whole scenario to it too.
I'll make myself taller.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Okay. So I'm going to give you a whole scenario and I'm going to give you the button.
Okay.
Because if I just read it by itself, you're going to be like, obviously not. Okay. So name one person and there's a friend, your girlfriend, or family member, right?
Mm. Speed run.
There. Okay. No, I'll pick for you.
Okay.
I'm going to say your girlfriend.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, that's fine.
So... Right now, it's that whole like Uncle Ben scenario. So she's gonna come pick you up. She gets shot and she dies.
Mm-hmm.
You have a time machine, and you have a chance to bring her back alive.
Mm-hmm.
But when you use the time machine, you're gonna set off a whole chain reaction that ultimately leads to you dying. Would you press the button?
Yeah.
Well, I was like planning the whole thing in my head and just fucking.
You? Yeah, that's it.
You?
That's fine.
Nah, fuck the scenario.
Well, that shit was easy.
My life over hers, yeah. Any day.
Last one. You will live a happy life and get whatever you wish for, but you cannot wish for anything after the age of 20, so you're not 20, and one family member will get in the car accident and die.
Wait, how many?
Can I wish my family member not to die?
Oh my God, David. Oh, never mind.
I said not to die.
Oh. You can get whatever you wish for up to 20 years old. So let's say you're not 20 yet. Or not even close to 20.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but if you do, but you can't wish for anything after the age of 20, and one family member will get in a car accident and die. So he can just be like, yeah, he said.
Per wish? Or just.
Then he said per wish, just wishes. Mm-hmm. I guess the fact that you get to do those wishes, that's the. You can like wish whatever you want, but once you're 20, no more, and one of your parents or one of your family members died in a car accident. Mm-hmm. That's the cost for you having unlimited wishes, basically. I wouldn't push it.
Yeah, no.
Real question, though. Never mind. Next episode. All right. Well, that's going to be it for this episode.
Find out next time.
Yeah, you'll find out next time for sure. But don't forget to subscribe to our channel. Go ahead, show them where to subscribe.
Man.
Okay. And we hope you have a good one. And